I arrived with a team of the International Committee of Red Cross about 4 days ago to Benghazi. We traveled from Egypt by land. It's about 600 kilometers from the border to Benghazi. It was rather calm security-wise. There was no issues. Arriving to the city, the situation is actually the same in terms of security. So there is no violence taking place now. People are trying to resume their lives normally. They go out. Some shops are open, but a lot of other shops, banks, restaurants are not open yet. I guess there's still a feeling of anxiety among the population, rather a feeling of uncertainty of what would happen in the coming period, maybe coming days, coming weeks. It's really nothing we could speculate about. Otherwise, you can see that the health system, the first night we arrived, we headed to some hospital to have some meetings and see what the needs are and what we can do, because we also have a medical team with us. The first need that was expressed is the need of nurses, because in the past couple of weeks, the nurses who were working in Libyan hospitals, a lot of the nurses are foreign nationals. So they come from Egypt, they come from Ukraine, and so they had to leave during the violence, which left a lot of the hospitals without the sufficient number of nurses. I have to say that we were very impressed by the excellent job done by the Libyan doctors and health staff with the limited capacities. They really did a very, very good and professional job. But they are still also in need of some medical items, medicine basically needed for to treat chronic illnesses like cancer, diabetes, and also HIV, for example. This is what we're trying to look at with our medical team. And we are working very closely with the Libyan Red Crescent, who's also doing a very good job working relentlessly since the beginning of the events. Crossing through the Egyptian borders, the number of people who are crossing towards Egypt, according to the organizations that are there on the border, including ourselves, has decreased significantly in the past few days. There has been talks about 5,000 to 6,000 people crossing the Egyptian border on a daily basis for a week or so, but now it's maybe no longer the case. Maybe because the situation in the eastern part of the country has somehow stabilized. On the western side, however, there are tens of thousands of people who crossed or either still crossing towards the Tunisian border. We have a team there. We have a surgical medical team and other colleagues as well who are trying to assist. The situation on the Tunisian side is really difficult. I mean, you can imagine with tens of thousands of people who are just crossing there, a lot of Egyptians, for example. They need shelter, food, medical care. They need to get in touch with their families. And this is what we tried to do in the past couple of days. We helped around 750 people contact their families to reassure them and tell them that they're okay. And we're trying to work on the other needs as much as possible, of course.